From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. President Trump is meeting with South Korean President Moon Jae-in at the White House today as tensions between the U.S. and North Korea simmer. Ahead of the talks about security on the Korean Peninsula and the threat that North Korea poses, Mr. Trump delivered a joint statement with Moon outside the White House.
Together we are facing the threat of the reckless and brutal regime in North Korea. The nuclear and ballistic missile programs of that regime require a determined response. The North Korean dictatorship has no regard for the safety and security of its people or its neighbors, and has no respect for human life. And that's been proven over and over again.
The joint appearance by Mr. Trump and Moon comes a day after the U.S. blacklisted a small Chinese bank, accusing it of laundering money to boost North Korea's nuclear weapons development. China has expressed its displeasure with the U.S. sale of $1.4 billion in arms to Taiwan and wants Washington to cancel the deal. The government's approval to sell advanced weaponry to Taiwan risks a stiff backlash from China after a year of strained relations between Beijing and the self-ruled island, which sees the mainland as its chief military rival. Taiwan's president, Tsai Ing-wen, said the sale is crucial to his country's security. The sale comes at a delicate time for relations between Washington and Beijing over efforts to rein in nuclear-armed North Korea. Beijing considers self-ruled Taiwan a renegade province. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. A scaled-back version of President Trump's travel ban has gone into effect. Customs and Border Protection says it will be business as usual for all valid visa holders. The new rules, the products of months of legal debate, are not so much an outright debate as a tightening of already tough visa policies affecting citizens from six Muslim-majority countries. NATO allies have agreed to send more troops to Afghanistan. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg told reporters in Brussels thousands of troops have been requested to help train and support Afghan security forces.
Our military authorities have requested a few thousand more troops for the mission. And today I can confirm that we will increase our presence in Afghanistan.
U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis in Brussels said NATO has filled nearly 75% of the gaps in requirements for their mission in Afghanistan. Hundreds of Filipinos marched to the presidential palace on Friday to mark the first year of President Rodrigo Duterte in office and remind him of his pledges. Renato Reyes is the head of the Patriotic Alliance Group.
The first year of President Rodrigo Duterte is marked with the war in Marawi, martial law in the entire Mindanao, U.S. intervention in a domestic conflict, stalled peace talks, and the restive population because of the worsening economic crisis. And we are very far from the change that was promised a year ago.
Reyes said Duterte's human rights record is a very serious concern. It's a bloody mark on the report card of the president, and the killings have to stop. Martial law has to stop, and the militarization of communities in the countryside have to stop, according to Reyes. South Africa's ruling African National Congress is holding a major policy conference to set priorities and programs ahead of the 2019 presidential election. Get more on a story from VOA's Anita Powell.
The ANC says this six-day meeting is an opportunity for the party to change and strengthen its policies in its bid to continue its dominance. Those policies include ones that directly affect South Africans, many of whom say they have been denied the economic opportunities promised by the ANC when it swept to power in 1994. Meanwhile, questions linger about President Jacob Zuma, who faces a no-confidence vote in Parliament over his widely unpopular decision to fire a well-respected finance minister and reshuffle his cabinet. Zuma's political troubles come as the country grapples with record unemployment, which stands at nearly 30%, and an economy in recession. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
For more news, please join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.